Moncrief on News Talk.
Can TikTok give you anal discomfort? The answer is yes, though it requires some explanation. According to a study, people are developing conditions such as hemorrhoids because they spend too much time on the toilet scrolling on their phone. Brian Higgins is a Galway-based GP. Afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, is the issue that people are scrolling on their phones at the toilet or they're spending too long sitting on the toilet?
I feel bad having to talk on the radio about people's probably two least favourite topics. But there was an article there that came out about hemorrhoids affecting people who tend to spend too long at the toilet. And there's a lot of factors in it. And I think blaming TikTok probably simplifies it maybe a little bit too much.
Okay, but that might be a factor in there.
Yeah, definitely. So first off, what a hemorrhoid is around the anus, we have these little blood vessels and they act like little cushions. And what they actually do is they act to effectively seal the anus when we're not defecating, which, as you can imagine, is very important. And when you look at how a toilet bowl is shaped, it's designed to sit in it and then spread the cheeks and kind of increase the pressure in the centre to just help with stooling. The only downside, it also increases the pressure on those little blood vessels. And as you can imagine, they're almost like little balloons. So if there's too much pressure in them, they can swell up. And that's what a hemorrhoid is.
Okay. And what's a pile then?
A pile and a hemorrhoid, they're exactly the same thing, just different words for the same thing.
Okay, right. So if you spend too long or more than you need to on the toilet, this is more likely to happen. Would that be the primary cause of it?
Well, so anything that increases pressure in that area. So sometimes people are just genetically prone to them. And you might find that, you know, maybe one of your parents really suffered with hemorrhoids. And for some reason, those blood vessels around a person's anus are maybe a little bit more delicate and a bit more prone to stretching. But most of the time, it's due to an increased pressure in the rectum. And that can be due to maybe chronic constipation, which can happen from dietary or dehydration or lack of physical mobility. Or what it can be is just sitting too long in that position where on the toilet. And I think this was the case for people as from the time that maybe people had children and needed to escape to the bathroom for a little break. We've probably seen people have piles from sitting on the toilet too long. And I think the difference is now with TikTok, because it's designed to just suck your attention in. At least when you're reading a book, you know, you've read maybe three or four pages or leafed through a magazine or something. But now when you're on TikTok, what can actually happen is you can almost get a bit hypnotized by it and spend far longer than maybe you had intended to when you're watching it.
Yeah. And next thing you know, they're up in front of you saying, I'm really sore. How do you know if you've got hemorrhoids, actually? Is it just painful to go to the toilet?
So often it's not painful at all. So there's internal, so those blood vessels are on the outside of the rectum and then the inside of the rectum. So sometimes with internal hemorrhoids, people mightn't see them at all. But what might happen is as a hard piece of stool goes by, it might cut it and cause some bleeding. And any bleeding in the stool is always a really good reason to see your doctor, and it should never be ignored. A lot of the time what happens is maybe someone goes to wipe their bum and they feel a little lump there. And maybe they say, what in the name of God is that? And they'll come to see somebody like me to examine them, and we'll let them know it's a pile. So it usually presents with bleeding or a little lump. And sometimes actually, just because if you can imagine, if that little cushion that stops leakage is faulty, sometimes it can cause a little bit of maybe local leakage in the area, and that'll cause irritation. So a lot of people will present with maybe a little bit of mild perianal discomfort or itch.
Ouch. Can it lead to something more serious if it's left untreated?
So a pile is a pile. They're just not nice things to have. And when I have patients who come to me with piles, basically there's kind of another issue going on. And really the issue is either functional things like sitting on the toilet too long, but most cases it's probably chronic constipation. And definitely that chronic constipation can be really unpleasant and really affect people's quality of life. And also if it's left untreated, it can lead to conditions like diverticular disease, which can be a lot more serious. The piles in and of themselves, sometimes what can happen is they can thrombose, which means that the little blood that's in the clot The blood that's in the hemorrhoid can clot, and that can be exquisitely painful. That can be really, really, really sore. Or sometimes they can actually bleed very heavily, and a bleeding over time could cause anemia and have somebody feeling maybe short of breath and tired, a bit fatigued, reduced exercise tolerance.
How do you treat hemorrhoids?
So when it comes to treating anything, if you don't address the underlying condition, you're never really going to fully resolve it. So if somebody's chronically constipated, we'll maybe have a talk about diet, physical activity and increasing hydration, and that'll often help. And sometimes we'll give some medication to help the stool move a little bit easier. And I often say to people, look, if you go to the toilet to escape, that's fine, but maybe sit down, do your business, and then after you flush, put the seat down and just sit right back down, and by all means escape there, but just don't sit on the actual toilet seat for too long, causing that pressure.
Yeah. Though, as I understand it, if it's quite severe, you might have to go to a surgeon, and there's an elastic band involved.
So, yes. So sometimes we'll do a procedure called banding. And banding is a very, very straightforward procedure. So a lot of the times, especially if somebody has a pee or bleeding, or maybe we can give some topical creams like a steroid cream to help settle down the itch. But if somebody's quite bothered by them, either by itch, discomfort or ongoing bleeding, we'll refer someone on to a general surgeon. And most of the time, once those underlying issues are resolved, if that hasn't sorted the pile, the procedure is something called banding, which is a very straightforward procedure where a small elastic band is put around the hemorrhoid, and that'll just cut off the blood supply, and the hemorrhoid then will shrivel up and fall off.
Right. And the elastic band with it, I assume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a permanent feature.
Yes. Wow. Brian Higgins is a GP based in Galway Primary Care. Brian, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.